This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, talking about making dua and having faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us what is good for us and will give us at a time that is best for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرُ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرُّ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said, which means, it is possible that you dislike something, but there is benefit in it for you. And it is possible that you like something and there is harm in it for you. And Allah knows and you do not know. I don't think this requires great explanation. We have it in our lives all the time. Almost by default, everything which is of long-term benefit in the short term seems to be difficult and painful and tough. Whether it is maintaining a healthy weight, whether it is a healthy diet, whether it is exercise, whether it is reading, whether it is competence development, whether it is controlling your speech and your emotions, whatever it is, anything of long-term benefit almost by default means short-term pain. No pain, no gain. Allah is saying it is possible you dislike something. So now when we make this dua, we are making dua for things we like. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it is possible that these may not be for you, may not be the best thing for you. So when we have faith and iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we still make dua. Obviously nobody makes dua for something you dislike. You make dua for something you like. But you have faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He gives you is what is best for you. So you are not dissatisfied when you do not get what you have asked for. This is the reason why one of the Salafus Salihin, he is one of the classical scholars and one of our pious predecessors. He said, when I ask Allah for something and I get it, I am very happy, obviously. But when I ask for Allah for something and I get something else, including not getting what I want, I am 10 times as happy. They asked him, why is that? He said, because when I ask Allah and Allah gives me, I got what I wanted. But when I ask Allah and Allah gives me something else, or Allah denies what I have asked for, then I am getting what my Rabb wants for me. So obviously, if Allah is giving me what He wants me to have, then that is something which I am much more happy about. But remember, these things are easy to quote, but for us to develop a kind of heart and a kind of mind which accepts this shows our iman. And that is why Ramadan comes. Ramadan comes to inculcate in ourselves the spirit of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving, even if necessary, moving from obeying because Allah said so, therefore it is a hukum, therefore I do, to doing it out of genuine love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do it not only because Allah said so, I am doing it because I love my Rabb Jalla Jalal. When you do something for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then remember, all the difficulty and pain with it goes away. This is true of anything you do out of love. It ceases to be difficult. It ceases to appear to be painful. You enjoy doing it. Imagine doing this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us reflect on this and inculcate this in our lives, that we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only because it's a hukum, not only because there may be in some cases a punishment associated with disobedience, but we obey Allah out of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we want Allah to be pleased with us. And that is why we are obeying. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring our hearts in submission to Him, to His Majesty and Glory, and to illuminate them with His Noor. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ وَرَحْمَتِكَ